once, so Irish labouring men to England they came over, and they tramped about in search of work from Liverpool to Dover. Says Mike to Pat, I'm tired of this, we're both left in the lurch, and if I don't get work by Dad, I'll go and rob a church. What, rob a church? Says Pat to Mike. How could you be so vile? For something sure would happen while we're going down the aisle. But if you do, I'll go with you, and we'll get about, I hope. So listen, and I'll tell you now how Paddy stole the rope. Well, off they went with theft intent to the place they wanted finding, and they broke inside of a country church where nobody was minding, and they scraped together all they could. They were prepared to slope when Paddy says, now hold on, Mike, what have we got for rope? For we have no bag to hold our swag, and before we get outside with something strong and stout, me lads, this bundle must be tied. And just then he spied the church bell rope, and before you could turn about, right up to the belfry height it climbed that rope so stout. And holding on by one hand and leg, he pulled his clasp knife out, and right above his hand and head he cut that rope so stout. When it quite forgot, it held him up, and by the holy Pope, down to the bottom of the church fell Paddy on the rope. Come out of that, says Mike to Pat, and will you stop your moaning? If that's the way you steal a rope, it's no wonder that you're groaning. I'll show you how to steal the rope if you lend to me your knife. Oh, Mike, go easy, says old Pat, or else you'll lose your life. So Mike climbed up the other rope, just like an antelope, but instead of cutting it off above, he cut it off below. Down fell the other piece of rope, and Mike was left on high. Come down, says Pat, I can, says Mike, for if I drop, I'll die. Well, their noise it bored the beagles out, the sexton and police, and though they got poor Mickey down, this pair got no release. And for their ingenuity, they've now a wider scope than when they broke inside a church to go and steal the rope.